1. Begin transmission.
Hello, you're listening to Anon Radio. It's time for the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and my technique will not be defeated. Because your kung fu is no good. And if you get that reference, all I'm going to say is, I know who the second voice on the tape is. So, what's on today's agenda? Well, as usual, it looks like a blank piece of paper, but it is secretly written in invisible ink. I've got many, many different kinds. And as I spray this piece of paper with the revealing chemical, I can see that the first topic on the agenda today is to bring up the music bed. So, let's bring our music bed back here. Yeah, awesome. Dig that groovy beat. Now, let's get down to other important business. Like Prince. I was just flipping through the channels and, first I should probably say that I love Prince. I like his music. I think he's funny. And I like his bad attitude. And I do like his movies, sort of, conditionally speaking. Purple Rain. I like to watch it. It makes me laugh. I like the kid. He can rock it. But that's not what's on TV right now. Guess what's on TV right now? That's right. Prince's other movie, Under the Cherry Moon. People hated it. I love it, in a way, because I like the way it looks. And what's not to love about Jerome, although he's not Jerome in this movie, but he is still Jerome. And it's generally horrible. So, I don't know what to tell you. But I would like to work for Prince. I would either like to work for him or collaborate with him, because let's face it, the guy's a genius. He put a bridge in Manic Monday. Oh, that's got to be my favorite Prince song. You know it. Manic Monday, made famous by the Bangles. Oh, and it has a bridge. Oh, and it just cracks me up every time I hear it, too. And every time that song's being played in public and it goes to the bridge, I just slap the table and think, what were you thinking? The guy's a genius, clearly. In other news, I went to my usual arboretum to look for that big, fat Mahdi that lives up on the hill. And I saw him, I got there, and there he was. He's down at the base of the hill, chomping on some grass. And I snuck up on him as best I could, but once I got within about 30 meters of him, he bolted. And I don't understand why. It's not like this guy's never seen me before. This is the same guy I've known since he was 4 weeks old. But no, he's gotta go run around. So after he ran off the first time, I went around and looked for mushrooms in the woods, and I harvested some sumac drupes. And what else did I do? Oh, that was about it. I saw some more of those birds that have the yellow wings and still haven't bothered to look them up. And then I thought, well, I wonder if that Mahdi came back out of hiding yet. And so, yeah, I went back to the spot where I can see the hill, and I was kind of sneaking up on the hill because I was coming at it from a different angle. And right when I got real close, then there I see him. Oh, he's right there, duh. And of course, he wasn't super pleased to see me. I got a couple of photographs. They're not any good. You can kind of tell, oh yeah, it's a marmot far away. It's a big lump of brown fur in the middle of a bunch of grass. It could be anything. So, ugh. I will attempt to take more photographs of him at a later date and then tell you all about it. And now I'm going to play the big raindrop ocarina. Boop 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 bo have it. Virtuosity is never an admirable trait. Today, while I was out looking for sumac, I found some, and I found some kind of green guy on this one droop. He was very greeny. He was about the same color green as my green shirt, and he was a hopper. He had those giant jack big legs in the back for good big jumps, but he wasn't a grasshopper, and he wasn't a locust. He was some kind of leafy hoppery dude, and I had to tell him, you know, when you're sitting on the sumac droops, you are not camouflaged. I can see you, dude. And he's like, yeah, but look at these antenna I have. Yeah, and his forward antenna, they were like 4 to 5 times his body length, which I thought was really cool for, you know, remote sensing. It's like, yeah, dude, you're the coolest, but you're green and you're sitting on a bunch of stuff that's bright red. You can be spotted. Birds are going to eat you. You need to be moving. And he said, no, I'll kick a bird's ass. And I was like, yeah, you know, I know somebody else will kick a bird's ass too, but we'll talk about that person later. So I took my camera out of my pocket, engaged the macro mode, and I took a few photographs of this guy, which turned out to be a little bit overexposed and not super great. Which is okay, I mean, you can kind of still see him. And you see him real good. And his big long antennas, but it's not that great of a photograph. Nobody else needs to see it. But when I look at him, I'm like, yeah, he probably got eaten right after I left. Because if you're green, do not hide on red things. Ha! But that's nothing. It's possible that I'm belaboring under the auspices of delusion. However, I think I've just come up with the greatest idea for a television show ever. And since we can't have original ideas on TV, and every movie and every TV show has to be something that's already been done, so nobody's too scared. Oh, I don't know what it is. I've never seen it before. Well, here, I've got the greatest idea ever. Basically, it's the Andy Griffith Show, except instead of Andy Griffith as the sheriff and Don Knotts as his deputy, it's Prince as the sheriff and Jerome as his deputy. And I don't know who to get to play Opie. Maybe Wendy. And Aunt B would be played by Octavia Spencer. Because one, that chick's a genius. And two, very, very few people know how funny she really is. We only see her in super serious stuff and she's great. But trust me, I've seen her do comedy and she's the bomb. Oh, you know you'd watch that show. Hell, it'd get a 13 cheer on its premiere. It's nice and cool today. It's about 71 degrees, which is probably nice and cool to you, but it's kind of borderline for me. And I almost got into trouble because I was drinking hot tea, and it's a little too humid, so it's still a little bit too warm to be drinking hot tea too fast. And I was real thirsty, so I was drinking hot tea very rapidly. I became overheated, so now I'm drinking iced tea. Oh, you can hear it. The ice cubes rattling around in the cup. Oh. It's so delicious. My cat likes the sound of ice cubes rattling in the cup. I don't know why. She knows that something's in there. She's got to see what it is. And speaking of my cat, being as I have all the doors and windows open, the cat is spending most of the day patrolling. And the order of stations she patrols depends on which door I open first. Usually I open the upstairs back door first, then I open the downstairs back door, and then go back and open some of the windows. And when all of these windows and doors are open, then I have to put things in front of the doors so that she can sit up and look out the screen and make sure that there's nothing untoward happening in the backyard. I've got an overturned 5-gallon bucket in front of the upstairs door that she likes to sit on. And I just, in front of the back door, the downstairs back door. Yes, I have 2 back doors, but I only have 1 front door and I have no side door. I'm confused about that. They moved the side door to the back. I don't understand the architecture, but that's beside the point. In the downstairs door, I put my dice case in front of the door so she can sit up on the dice case and watch all the rabbits and squirrels and birds. And oh man, she hates those damn birds. They come flying by and they tease her, and she jumps up and she gets up on the screen and her tail goes flicking back and forth. Fluff, 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 fluff. She gets kind of pissed off and starts yanging. And you know, we're gonna have to go up and see what she's doing. I wonder where she is. Yeah, maybe we should go look for her. Okay, so how am I gonna do this? Well, let's just unplug this thing. And then, all right, we're mobile. We're walking around looking for the kitty. And I'm walking through the downstairs room, the room that I call the living room, but other people would call it something else. And I don't see the cat at the downstairs door. Okay, where else could she be? Upstairs. Let's go back over here. And we'll go up the steps here. And I can see that she's not sitting on my upstairs bass amp. Because it's just the right height, I took my little bass amp. Yes, I have multiple bass amps. I don't want to carry my giant 218 cabinet up half a flight of stairs if I want to play my bass upstairs in the kitchen. That's why I have amps in every room. I'm not stupid. But this one particular amp is a single 18. And so it's just the right height to slide under the window so she can sit on top of it and look out the window, out the front window. But I had to turn it around and face the speaker towards the wall because she figured out, oh, look, this speaker grill cloth is really fun for sharpening your claws on. And that's why all the speaker grills in my house have little kitty marks on them, because, oh, they're so fun for kitties. And, oh, yes, speaking of kitties, guess who's sitting on her bucket looking outside and watching all the birdies? Oh my goodness, who's this baby dinkus over here? Hey, baby dinkins, what are you doing? Are you looking for those birdies? Oh, why are you giving me the yangs? Oh, you see those birdies outside? You don't like those birdies? You want to eat them up? You don't want to eat them up, you just want to give them a chomp? Do you want to go outside and get those birdies? Do you want to kick those birdies' asses?
Ceiling, monsters of funk flow, someone's fucking junk, yo, I'll bust them in the eye, and then I'll take the punk's heart feeling, funky, amps in the trunk, and I got more rhymes than this cops at a Dunkin' Donut shop. Sure enough, I got rock from the kids on the hill, plus my mom and my pops. I came to get down, I came to get down, so get out your seat and jump around, jump around,
jump up and get down,
jump around, jump around,
jump up and get down,
jump up and get down,
jump, jump, jump.
Like John McEnroe, if your girl steps up, I'm smacking the hoe. Word to your moms, I came to drop bombs. I got more rhymes than the Bible's got songs. And just like the prodigal son, I've returned. Anyone stepping on me, you'll get burned. Cause I got lyrics, but you ain't got none. If you come to battle, bring a shotgun. But if you do, you're a fool, cause I do to the death. trying to step to me, you take your last breath. I got the skill, come get your bill. Cause when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around,
jump up and get down.
Jump around,
jump up and get down.
Jump around.
Listen to the sound that pounds, I jump around. I'm no clown, I get down to the funk. Listen to the wig out and step to the rear, then cause I'm here. The B to the E to the T, E rockin'. The runs in your stockings, so honey, put some lockin'. Chillin' with the house of pain, blood stains the ground. I jump around.
Jump, 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 jump. Everybody jump, 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 jump. Up and get down.
Jump around.
First buffalo boy go around the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two buffalo boys go around the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Three buffalo boys go around the outside. Four buffalo boys go around the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Then do-si-do your partners.
I'm the cream of the crop, I rise to the top. I never eat a pig, cause a pig is a cop. Or better yet, a Terminator, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Trying to play me out like as if my name was Sega. But I ain't going out like no punk, bitch. Get used to one style, A.O., when I might switch it up, up and around. Then buff, buff, get down, put out your head. And then you wake up in the thought of the dead. I'm coming to get ya, I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I'll wet ya. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around,
jump up and get down.
Jump around,
jump up and get down.
Jump around, jump up and get down.
Jump, jump, jump.
Welcome back to the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. You're listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. If you are just joining us, we've been discussing my cat and her genetic hatred for birds. If my cat feels like talking some more a little bit later, we'll go back to her. In the meantime, we need to look at the next thing on the agenda here. Which is what? Scotland the Brave. One of my favorite songs ever. I love to hear great Highland bagpipes blasting it out. But I also like to hear it in other versions. And I can play it on about three different instruments, which is kind of impressive. But none of those instruments are actually bagpipes. So, yeah, I don't know how impressed you really want to be. I need to get some kind of pipe, like a chanter for bagpipes, or there's a Scottish reed pipe that's similar but a little bit bigger, and that way I can play it while I'm pumping my Shruti box, and it'll kind of sound like bagpipes but not be as loud, so you can actually play it indoors without anyone calling the cops. The Scottish Highland, Great Highland bagpipes are loud, people. I'm talking, this is one of the loudest, if not the loudest, acoustic instruments that there is. I mean, it's ridiculous. When I was a kid, the house we lived in was, about a mile, a little bit less than a mile away from a high school that had a football field. And on Sunday mornings, when the weather was good, the local pipe and drum corps would be out there, and you know, they'd have a dozen GHBs going, and you could hear it inside the house. I would wake up on Sunday mornings hearing this, and we're talking, this is at least 3/4 of a mile away, with considerable foliage and topological differences, terrain to block sound, but oh my god, it's so loud. And so I sort of came to like that, and I really like bagpipe music because of that reason. Well, I'm annoyed that I have to wake up at 9:30 on a Sunday morning, but at least I'm listening to bagpipers just blasting away. I like all kinds of bagpipes. I'm particularly fascinated these days with Northumbrian pipes. They're a little different than the bagpipes you normally think of, which are the Great Highland bagpipes. They're different in that they are... No, I can't remember. How do I describe this? They're note off. They are not constant velocity. look it up. There's a whole bunch of different kinds of bagpipes, and I would love to have some. I don't actually play them because I don't own any, and I don't own any because they're really expensive. And when I say really expensive, I mean multiple thousands of dollars. And not only that, then you gotta find them, and that costs money. You don't walk into any old store and buy these. The major musical instrument manufacturers of the world do not make bagpipes, and so you need to actually go to Scotland, or you actually need to go to Ireland, or you need to go to France, or you need to go to wherever it is you need to go to get the particular kind of bagpipes you're looking for. And that costs money too. You gotta find some old guy, because there's always some old guy, and then his people who are carrying on the tradition, and he's the only guy ever who can make, the only guy you'll be able to find within thousands of miles. And then not only are they expensive, it's not like he's got a whole bunch laying around, so they get custom built for you, and it costs a lot of money. Still, I'm wondering if I should somehow get a boatload of money. Again, if I win the lottery, one of the first things I do is fly around to a bunch of foreign countries and buy up musical instruments. That'll be fun, and that'll make a real good installment of Tobe's World of Instruments that you can hear right here on Anon Radio. I'm starting to get that craving for donuts again. I don't know where this came from, but I still haven't eaten any donuts. Remember like a week ago or 10 days ago or potentially even longer ago than that, I was talking about I should go get a donut and I'm hungry for donuts. I didn't do it then, and apparently that weird little circuit in my brain is going off again where it's saying, oh, you got to eat the donut. And yes, I do got to eat the donut. But I don't want to go anywhere. Right? Oh, I gotta go. I forgot. I gotta go get some stuff anyway. Well, should I go to the store? No, there's no donuts left at this point. And I don't want to go to the donut place. I know the donut place isn't open, but I gotta run out and get some stuff anyway. I forgot. Boy, I need to make a little note to myself here. Yeah, and here's another thing that pisses me off. I needed to make a phone call the other day. And so I went out to the last known nearest payphone, well over 2.5 miles away, but not quite 3 miles away. And it was gone. And they were building something. They cleared out the lot, and god damn it. And I don't even know where the next nearest payphones are. I would say the mall, but I happen to know that there are no more payphones in the mall because they took them out because I went there looking for some the last time before this one that I needed to make a telephone call. What is this world coming to? I mean, it's like I have to go to effort. I don't like putting out effort. Oh, gonna have to put some contingency plans into place. Now I'm starting to get a craving for candy. I wonder if I have low blood sugar or something. Do I need to eat? When did I eat last? It's been quite some time. But I do have some candy upstairs. Maybe I should get some of my candy, because I do like to eat candy. Although maybe I should really just eat some decent food. Do I have any decent food in the house? I don't even know. I have some graham crackers. I don't even know what I have in my house to eat. I have, you know, like 8 different kinds of shoyu. I've got 16 different kinds of vinegar. And I've got, well, these might not be completely accurate numbers. If you want me to go do an inventory of my vinegars or my teas or my candy or my soy sauces, I could do that, but you know, that would take up an entire show, and this is not the inventory show. I don't even know what I want to eat though, even if I had it. I kind of want tacos, but I don't. I kind of want pasta, but obviously I don't want to eat that. Anyway, the last time I was over at my friend's house, I was over at a particularly odd friend's house, and for some reason, he's kind of a recluse, but he's been spending a lot of time on the internet, and apparently he likes to buy things, and for some reason, he came across some hobby site or something, and thought it would be a really good idea to buy a whole bunch of balsa wood airplanes. You know the kind. They got the little rubber band and the wheels on the V-shaped wire, the red wheels, the red propeller, and you wind it up and it goes. And anyway, he bought multiple copies. He bought multiple kits of just about every single kind in existence. And so I was over there, hey, you want some balsa wood airplanes? And I didn't, but you kind of had to take them anyway. So I got a glider, and they got a rubber band powered airplane with landing gear. The kind you remember from a child. From your childhood, when you were a child, as a child, whatever I was trying to say. Now, I will read the instructions and how to put this together in German. Well, yeah, maybe I won't, because this type is way too small. And when I put it at my natural focal distance, I just can't quite make it out. Also, because it's not the greatest printing. And it's on plastic and blah, blah, blah. But basically, you know how to do it. Snap all the parts out. Put the wing through the slot. Put the stabilizer through the slot. Put the landing gear in the propeller. Put the propeller on the fuselage. Put the rubber band on the propeller hook and then stretch it back to the hook on the tail. The tail hook. Wind it up and you can fly your airplane. I'm not going to do that, though. Don't I have all kinds of weird other flying stuff somewhere to deal with? I don't even remember. I probably do. I got a bunch of kites, too. I don't even know why I have all these kites. I like kites, and I bought one a few years ago because it was on sale. I got a real nice, very expensive kite for little to next to nothing. Like almost a $200 kite for like $4 and brand new in the bag. I already had a good kite reel and a bunch of stuff, but that's a different story. I can tell you all about my kites and all of my adventures with balloons and other things like that some other time, because I'm running out of time. So I'm going to call this meeting of Dubious Goals Committee closed. Everybody can go home. I'm going to get out of here, and you guys can listen to DJ Kamada. So... bye 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 bye.
You gonna be Radio Kitty?